Supporters of New York legislation that would end some legal immunity for police officers who injure or kill someone during an arrest rallied at the state capitol this week. They say the practice known as qualified immunity gives bad cops too much protection. Karen DeWitt has more.
Qualified immunity is a legal principle that gives government officials, like police, personal immunity from civil lawsuits when something goes wrong, unless a plaintiff in a case can prove that the officer deliberately violated their constitutional rights. Opponents say that puts the burden of proof on a person or their surviving relatives when someone is injured or killed during an encounter with police or while in police custody.
Say his name, Khalif Browder! Say his name,
Khalif Browder!
Akeem Browder is the brother of Khalif Browder, who committed suicide after being held in solitary confinement at Rikers Island for 2 years for a crime he did not commit. Khalif Browder said he was assaulted by prison guards several times while he was in custody. Akeem Browder says because of qualified immunity, those guards cannot be held accountable.
They learn and they say, hey, you can't do anything to us anyway, so we're going to keep on doing it to your brothers, your fathers, your mothers, your children. Is all subject to them. And we have a chance, and we damn sure will take it, because I cannot get over the fact that my brother isn't coming home.
Other states, including Colorado, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, have ended or limited qualified immunity, and the proposal is under discussion in around a dozen other states. The measure faces an uncertain future in the Democratic-led state assembly as the session winds down. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.